Welcome to the Spending Pulse Total U.S. Retail Sales Update, an information service brought to you by MasterCard Advisors, where we bring you timely and insightful analysis of the U.S. retail economy on a national basis. Spending Pulse is a macroeconomic indicator tracking national retail sales and retail categories. It is based on aggregate sales activity in the MasterCard Payments Network, coupled with estimates for all other payment forms, including cash and check. It does not represent MasterCard financial performance. Please note that Spending Pulse is a subscription-based service, and therefore the data in this podcast does not present the monthly report in its entirety.
Hello, I'm Kamala Shrau, Director of Economic Research for MasterCard Advisor Spending Pulse, and I'm here to review the results of the Spending Pulse's Total U.S. Retail Sales Report for October 2009. The picture for retail sales was somewhat mixed last month. On the one hand, we saw short-term growth rates cooling off in October. On a month-to-month basis, seasonally adjusted retail sales ex autos were a flat 0%, noticeably more moderate than the 0.6% gain of September and the 2.4% growth of August. And it's noteworthy that if you take gasoline out of October's month-to-month figure, sales were actually down by 2.3%. That is the biggest month-to-month decline since December of 2008. On a year-over-year basis, we are continuing to see improvement. Of course, everything is relative. By this, I mean that while we're not yet in positive territory, the declines are getting smaller. So we saw seasonally adjusted retail sales ex autos down by 1.3% against October of 2008. While that's a weak showing by most standards and still in negative territory, it's much better than the negative 8.2%, negative 6.4%, and negative 2.9% losses we've seen in the 3 months running up to October. In fact, October's decline is still the best year-over-year showing for retail sales since October of last year. And we can look at that from another angle. On a non-adjusted basis, October retail sales, taking out both gasoline and autos, posted a 2.4% year-to-year growth rate, their strongest year-to-year gain since July of last year, and above the average 1.7% year-to-year decline in the first half of this year. Gasoline spending edged up to a 15 to 16% year-to-year decline last month. Again, a pretty miserable measure of spending, but this decline is a vast improvement over the 35% plus decline in spending earlier this year. Even in September, gas spending posted a 25% year-to-year loss. Naturally, the pickup in gas spending has been helped by an increase in gasoline prices, stabilizing over the past month or so, as well as easy year-to-year comparisons. At first glance, it may seem odd that month-to-month sales are faltering while year-to-year growth rates are improving. But keep in mind that the downturn in consumer spending, while both profound and swift, did take quite a few months to bottom out. In October of last year, spending and retail sales were decelerating rapidly. Retail sales posted a 1.7% month-to-month decline in October of 2008. In other words, things were not just bad last year, they were bad and quickly getting worse. So even a slight cooling off now is a much better trend than what we were seeing last fall. All of this makes for relatively soft year-to-year comparisons for sales numbers over the past couple of months. At the same time, it appears that the usual pickup in October sales this year was a bit lackluster. Normally, sales start to accelerate around this time of year, leading up to the holiday season, and October sales tend to be around 4 to 5% stronger than September sales. This year, the increase has been somewhat muted. The scenario is a repeat of what happened last year. It is possible that the new spending environment has changed some seasonal dynamics, which the traditional seasonal adjustment methodologies have yet to pick up. This concludes our commentary for the month of October 2009. We plan to update this podcast on a quarterly basis. As such, the next Spending Pulse Total U.S. Retail Sales Update is slated for a February 2010 distribution on January 2010 data. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Spending Pulse Total U.S. Retail Sales Report podcast. Spending Pulse reports are issued exclusively by MasterCard Advisors on a variety of measures. Please note that this Spending Pulse podcast and the data we provide are to assist you in making your own analysis of consumer retail trends. This podcast represents data only as of the date of this report. MasterCard Advisors undertakes no obligation to update the data in our Spending Pulse reports or in this podcast. For more information on Spending Pulse, visit us at MasterCardAdvisors.com or call 914-249-4545.